All righty. Joining us in the studio, author Sedina Capinelli. And I was just saying, Sedina, that you and your husband, George, have written a book, which is called Do Not Go Quietly. You're going to have a book signing for this at Collected Works coming up on April 25th. That would be next Thursday at 6 p.m. Good morning and welcome back to the Big Show.
Well, good morning. Good to see you, honey.
It's good, always good to see you.
Yeah, same here.
Now, this is very interesting, your book, Do Not Go Quietly, Straight Talk, Valuable Life Strategies, Practical Tools, and Inspiring Messages for the 150 million Americans who will soon be 50 years and older. That's
yes.
amazing.
Yeah.
And the statistics here that 62% of the people in Santa Fe are 50 and above, and that number is 46% for the state of New Mexico.
Right. So this is an issue that is really affecting us quite a bit. There's a lot of statistics about our elders here. You know, I think one in every three, one in every eight older New Mexicans is living on Social Security alone, which is about $13,000 a year. Out of every three is, you know, really in poverty level, can't find their next meal. We have a lot of work to do with our elders, not just here, but in the country. And so the book is about an inspiring call and a wake up, a guide to people that are in midlife and beyond about what we're going to do to move forward in this time of life to celebrate and honor our elders.
Well, you know,
it's time.
Yeah. We're such a youth-based
Yes.
society. And mm-hmm. getting older, you know, turning 50, everybody just sort of cringes when that 50th birthday comes around. And then, mm-hmm. you know, we need to have some sort of positive images and thoughts about
yes.
getting older.
Yes, we do. And we have a lot of people to look to. And it's mentioned quite a bit in our book. So many people have made contributions. And so we invite those people that are, you know, in the second half of life, which is, you know, 40 and over, older Gen Xers, boomers, elders, to come. Maybe you're thinking about this time of life. Maybe you're thinking about what you're going to inherit in this brave new world to come if you're younger. Maybe you're taking care of a parent or an elder, and you just want to get into the conversation. It's really a movement whose time has come. And we're the ones who can do something about it. We're not, this is not a generation, there are generations of us that were witnesses and actually activists in many of the social revolutions.
That's so
true. If you think about
yeah.
that. So I don't really think we're going to stand back and let ineffective government and institutions tell us that, you know, we're going to now be marginalized and put aside. And this, so we really do have power here. We also control about 80% of the country's wealth. So that's a lot of power in this country. And we need to just coalesce and use it and come together and in a peaceful way. We're not But it is a revolution, and it is a revolution, you know, at the same time, because it has to be. We have to change this antiquated vision of aging.
Well, you and your husband, George, this book is actually an extension of the work that y'all have been doing for quite a while, like Age Nation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you could explain a little bit about that to people.
Thank you, honey. Well, Age Nation is our organization that we've co-founded about 6 years ago. Many of you know us. We produced the Scottish Rite event with all the Aging Consciously experts. Jean Houston, Julia Cameron, Ram Dass did a video especially for us. Michael Mead, Michael Gelb, many others. And we also brought Roberta Flack to the Santa Fe Opera to kick off our Empower New Mexico, which is now the Age of Empowerment, our nonprofit. We did three Broadway shows at the Lensic. And all of this is because Age Nation is a media company, but really a hub for people in the second half of life, a place to come for information, education, inspiration, and support. And we all need a place to come. And we do this through the website and through radio podcast and through soon to be a live Age Nation live radio. We have live events, as I just mentioned, conferences, programs. We have Age Nation consulting, soon to be travel. And we have a national digital magazine called Next. So go on agenation.com and like us and all of that, and just poke around. You'll see a lot of wonderful things and ways to get involved. We really encourage people to get involved at this time of life. It's the best time of life. If you think of it, everything that you've garnered to this point makes you really alive and you know, filled with all kinds of wonderful experience and wisdom. And the world needs your wisdom. That's what it needs. You know, it was about having kids earlier. Now it's about giving our wisdom.
You know, I bet so many people, when you look back on your life, you know I wouldn't want to go back in time. I wouldn't want to be in my 20s again. I wouldn't mind looking like my 20s, but certainly.
You look great.
Oh, well, thank you. But
it's true.
This is the best time in my life, it feels like, the older I get.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I wouldn't go back for anything. And the truth is, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was going so darn fast that I missed all kinds of possibilities and experiences. And now, because it's just nature, we're going slower. All of a sudden, I can take things in a little better. I'm sure that's true for you. Yeah. And that's what makes this time really rich for me. And I have a lot to give back that I've experienced. And it's a very enlivened time of life. I call it beyond aging, enlivened aging, that we're experiencing right now. There's even research that's been done on thousands of people over 50 that says there's a thing they're calling developmental possibility. It's very exciting. It starts around 50 and it ramps up at 80 and beyond. It has nothing to do with the body, which we agree, of course, we're going to physically decline in some way, although I'm not even buying into that.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. What it's about is the mind and the spirit's developmental possibility. And they're saying all these amazing things that can take place. You know, there's an increased inner security. There's all of these things that happen psychologically that we never had in place. And it's neurons moving and charging in a different way than ever before. Because when we were younger, we didn't have this possibility. It's something that is an evolutional stage. So that's an exciting piece, I think. And it actually contributes to longevity, where we can be a part of communities in a different way. And that increases to our longevity. And so much of this developmental possibility is ours to embrace. You know, if we change our higher perspective, come to a higher perspective, and just realize, wow, I'm in a different place, just as if I climbed to the top of a hill, I can see more. I have a more expansive view. What am I going to do with this? Well, I'm going to breathe deeper, and I'm going to really take in the joy of where I am. I'm up here. I'm not back there anymore.
Well, I think this book is so important because so much of
thank you.
What's going on is what we think. You know, if we perceive that getting older, we are, you know, going to get in this health decline or this
yes.
and that. It's so important to change how we think about getting older.
I believe that. Honey, that's everything. Our attitude, we always have a choice as to what is going to be our attitude about this. And that's true in life when we're younger as well. I also think if you're 2 years old and you have a conscious parent, you're going to age consciously. You know, it's all about our consciousness and are we willing to step it up? And really, what else are we here for? You know, whether you've got, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, it's still a relatively short time, isn't it? And we might as well make the best of it. We might as well jump in and really share our gifts and talents and find a legacy that we can give that's made up of maybe these dreams that we left behind. So we encourage that and a whole lot more in our book, Do Not Go Quietly. It's really a guide to coming into greater purpose and meaning and passion in your life and celebrating your life. You know, so I hope everybody comes and joins us and bring the younger people too, who, again, they're going to inherit this world that we have here, and they probably want to know about some of the opportunities that can await them if they're open to living with purpose.
Well, you and George have practically dedicated your lives to getting this message out, and it's such a hopeful one, and
it's
so important too. Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate your support as always. Yeah.
Well, once again, the book signing for Do Not Go Quietly will be next Thursday, April 25th at Collected Works. which is downtown, and that will be at 6 p.m. And will you and George be reading from the book?
We'll do some reading. We're going to have some Q&A, and we're going to have a very lively discussion. And we absolutely invite, you know, your feedback, your contributions. It's going to be an interactive session and a lot of fun. And everybody knows Collected Works is great. You can grab something to eat and, you know, go on for the evening. It'll probably be about an hour and a half or so. And we really would love to see you there. You're our community. We're launching here in New Mexico, and we're going national, you know, touring with the book. And it's just exciting. You know, I think it, what is it? Tomorrow, I believe, is the launch with Hay House. So it's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. Well, the book is called Do Not Go Quietly by George and Sedina Capinelli. And once again, you can get more information about what we've been talking about if you go to the website agenation.com.
Absolutely.
It's always wonderful to see you, Sedina.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to see you. Oh, and they can also get the book on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
It's available.
Amazon and...
All the great bookstores. Yeah.
Like Collected Works.
Yes, like Collective Works, absolutely.
Well, thank you again, and best of luck to you and George.
Thank you so much, honey.
Right now, we're going to check out the news.